Chapter 1. Research Vessel Grishka, North of the Antarctic Coast, the present day. The polar research vessel Grishka moved cautiously through the southern ocean 100 miles from the coast of Antarctica. The 10,000-ton ship had a gray hull, a reinforced bow, and a 5-story superstructure painted a faded shade of international orange. She was 300 feet in length, but looked tiny when compared to the mountainous icebergs surrounding her. Some of those icebergs were flat and broad, tabletop monoliths the size of cities. Others were towering peaks, their Matterhorn-like shapes sculpted by the wind and waves into arrangements as different as they were remarkable. And yet, among all the giants, it was the much smaller type of iceberg that threatened the Grishka. From her position on the bridge, Cora Emerson gazed through binoculars, scanning the water for automobile-sized chunks of ice that floated low and were almost invisible. "Growlers dead ahead," she warned. Unlike sea ice, which the Grishka could plow through, or the enormous icebergs, which were easy to spot and avoid, growlers were hard to see and could be deadly. They varied in size and shape, and could weigh 30 tons or more. Worse yet, they were often angular instead of smooth-sided, resulting in a tendency to puncture a ship's hull rather than glancing harmlessly off it. "We've got another set off the port bow," Cora warned. 5 degrees to starboard and we'll clear them all." The captain of the ship, Alec Lasky, made the turn without questioning. Cora had been at his side on the journey down to Antarctica and had barely left the bridge since they began traveling north 12 hours before. She had remarkable stamina, he thought, and a keen eye. "I'm certain you must have been a sailor in a former life." "I can neither confirm nor deny that rumor," Cora said, "but I've been doing Antarctic research for years now. This is my 7th trip to the continent, and before that, I worked for the American Nautical Agency, NUMA. It would be a shame if I hadn't picked up something along the way."
"I'd say you picked up a few things," Lasky replied. "You're vigilant."
"Yes," she thought, "and I have reason to be." After months of searching, Cora's expedition had discovered something both unique and dangerous. If she was right, it had the potential to alter the world. In the right hands, it could be a salve for the damaged planet, but in the wrong hands, it could be turned into a weapon. Regardless of its use, there were those who would prefer such a discovery had never been made at all. Whether it was paranoia or an overactive sixth sense, Cora had felt they were being tracked even before the discovery. Getting off the ice and aboard the Grishka had eased that fear. Until they reached Cape Town, however, she wouldn't feel safe.
"New heading established," the captain said. "Are we clear?"
Cora swung the binoculars back toward the growlers. They rose and fell as the bow wave of the ship passed, jostling against one another. A foam of bubbles appeared as one of the miniature icebergs rolled over, disappeared briefly, and then bobbed to the surface with a different side pointed skyward. "Ice has been cleared and is falling behind us," she said. Cora watched the growlers and then turned her attention to the path ahead. What had once looked wide open now appeared less so. A mile in front of them, a mid-size iceberg, larger than the Grishka but smaller than the mountains of ice in the distance, was moving into their path. The iceberg was an odd shape, but then no two were ever alike. It had a flat top, like the city-sized bergs that broke off from the glaciers, but its nearest end was sharply angled. Small peaks rose from various parts. The ice itself was an odd color. Instead of pure white or a ghostly blue, this one looked jaundiced, as if it had been dusted with volcanic ash. "Is there a current here?" Cora asked.
"West wind drift," Lasky said, "just like everywhere else around Antarctica."
"But nothing locally?"
"Not that I know of."
"Then why is that iceberg tracking east instead of west?" Lasky glanced toward the encroaching iceberg.
"Optical illusion."
"I don't think so." The captain seemed unconcerned, but motioned toward an old cathode ray screen. Check the